March 5th. That is to start at 8:30 Eastern time, and we are starting at 8:36. Will the secretary please call the roll?
You bet. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Next is Kaja Brown. I'll keep going. Fred Dodsworth.
Fred has requested an excused absence.
Gotcha. Jerome Edge. I'll keep going. Sally Gellert. Keep going. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you, Jan. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avalia Jones.
Here.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Sean Kelly McPherson. I'll keep going. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Somebody's got background noise. Sorry.
Can you mute? Thank you.
Calling Ron's name now. Ron Pinchback.
Present.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
I'm here, and may I take this opportunity to ask everyone to stay muted unless you're speaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. That was very faint, though. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Thank you, Harvey. Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson. I'll keep going. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Let me do the others, and then I'll go back through the list again. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. Okay, let me see if anybody else showed up. Kaja Brown. Jerome Edge. Sally Gellert. Sean Kelly McPherson. Michael Woodson. Well, in any event, while we have some people absent, Madam Chair, we have 14 PMB directors present, so we have quorum.
Excellent. Is there any objection to approving or accepting Fred Dodsworth's request for excused absence? Hearing none, that's accepted.
Madam Chair, I don't have an objection, but you skipped over the report out from the February 12th meeting.
But we're still in the... Sorry. Yep. I was thinking it was in the call of whatever. Okay. Report out from February 12th meeting. The PMB met in executive session to consider continuing engagement for the executive director in 2026 and adopted that agreement. Excused absences. Is there any objection to excusing Fred's absence? Hearing none. Timekeepers. Darlene, even though you are now a voting member, are you willing to be timekeeper? Would you unmute yourself?
Yes, I will do it. I will do it. Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda. Minutes approval for February 5th and 12th meetings, 5 minutes. Motion to extend NES posting, see appendix, 5 minutes. Committee reports, 5 minutes. New directors and committees, governance committee Hewitt, finance committee Dodsworth, it won't be he, somebody else from the committee will have to address that. Audit committee Sanders, personnel committee Young. Affiliates report, 5 minutes, and that was provided to people in writing as well. Motion on raising minimum membership fee. ED report, unfinished business in the appendix. Motion on raising minimum membership fee. Motion from Serene Roberts on informed directors. New business, motion from Serene Roberts on money out of Pacifica elections. And 10, motion to move into closed session at a time no later than 9:30 p.m. ET. Is there any objection to the agenda as read, however badly it was read? Hearing none, we are in a go-forward mode. Okay, approval of minutes for February 5th and 12th meetings. Are there any corrections or changes? Hearing none, they're accepted. Committee reports.
May I go down as abstaining, please?
Yes. Serene abstains. Okay, Madam Secretary. First, let me welcome back Teresa and Darlene. Both of them made presentations about their interest in serving and their credentials when we considered their nominations or their candidacy. So I don't think we need to go through that again. But thank you for willingness to serve and congratulations, I guess, on being elected. And one of the first orders of business under committee reports is that each of them has would like to fill a vacancy left by the person who resigned. So I'll ask, are there any objections to Teresa serving on the governance committee as Marianne resigned? Hearing none, that's done. Darlene Pagano, there is not an open position because Philip Mullery was not elected to any committee. However, there is a spot for a KPFA member on the personnel committee. The officers serve, and then one representative from each station. KPFA doesn't have a representative at this time because Marianne resigned. We do not have one for KPFT, but nobody is willing to serve in that capacity, and I am on as an officer. Is there any objection to Darlene serving on the personnel committee?
Chair, this is James.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to object to not only this, but the prior one based on my previous objection to the method by which they were rose to the PNB. But I don't need a vote to be called. I'll just object.
You just want your objection noted.
I want to be on the record. Thank you. Yes.
Got it. Okay, next is governance committee report.
Susan, can you hear me?
Sorry, no, I couldn't. What is it, Serene?
Joining and the objection. Thank you.
Okay, great. Both, and Julie, will you show those in the record? Okay, governance committee report.
Okay, I can't type and talk at the same time. So the governance committee did not meet last month, so we do not actually have anything to report. Thanks. I'm thinking that we're going to meet on, I believe, March 19th would be the date. I don't have a calendar in front of me, sadly. But other than that, that's the governance committee report.
Finance committee. Fred Dodsworth isn't here. Can either Myla or James give a quick report?
Well, I can report that we didn't meet again. And I guess that would be the extent of the report for now.
When is the next meeting?
This coming Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Coming Tuesday. Okay. Serene.
Thanks. So with the governance committee, I'm sorry, not governance, the NFC met about a month ago, and it was supposed to have been an open meeting. It was posted as an open meeting, and then it was closed like a minute before the started time. But that was the meeting during which the BAI budget was approved. So I would like to move that the recording of the budget discussion be posted to KPFTX, because it really should have been an open session, but I think Otis wasn't going to be available for the whole thing to go into the executive to take us off the stream for the executive session that suddenly came up. But the budget portion should be open and should be posted.
Okay, we'll follow up on that. And Aki, you're the secretary for that committee. Would you be willing to help follow up on that?
Yeah, I'll look into that, sure.
Great. Audit committee, Minerva. Minerva, can you hear me?
Okay, thank you, Susan. The audit committee did meet. We met on last evening, and the information from the meeting was brought forward tonight, and this is in reference to the three proposals that we received for individuals that would had provided the information.
Hold on just a minute. Sorry, Minerva. I've been informed that the sound has cut out of the stream. Otis, can you take a check into that? Is Otis? Excuse me? Got it. Great, great, great. Okay. Minerva, go ahead, and I see two hands.
Okay. Thank you, Susan and Otis. And everyone else who identified the stream wasn't recording the audio. Let's see. Last night, the audit committee met, and we have three proposals that were presented for looking for someone to audit the books for Pacifica. Those three proposals have been sent to all members of the PMB for our meeting tonight. And also along with that, a document that Sally put together, which gave the comparisons for them. And in the closed session, we'll talk further about the committee meeting and recommendation from the committee for an auditor. The other information is our next meeting is going to be, I have here March 16th. I think that's a Monday night. Am I correct, darling?
Yes.
Okay. And our meeting time is 8:30. And we do also have the letters that accompany the engagement letters that accompany the proposal. So we have that information. And we've met several times during this month to get this information together for the PMB board. So please, we're under the gun to, well, I say under the gun, but we're trying to go ahead and get the audit done, for it so that we can move ahead and deal with the IRS and everyone else. So we're moving along. Any questions?
Let me just recognize there are two hands up.
Okay.
Serene, then Myla. Serene?
Legacy, thank you.
Serene can't hear you.
Legacy.
Okay, great. Myla?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This isn't a question for Minerva. I just wanted to make a note that former director emeritus from KPFT, Marianne Martinez, is with us on this call. So just for the record.
Okay. Thank you. Marianne is not a voting member. When we go into, and should probably not be on the call, but when we go into executive session, she will be off. Okay. Personnel Committee. Just briefly, we do not have another meeting scheduled, but we have been asked by the ED to assist with several matters, including the employee handbook and grievance procedure, org chart, and job descriptions, and upcoming comparisons between the union contracts and what other employees, non-union employees, have as terms of in terms of benefits. And sorry, I saw Sally Gellert, and I said sorry because I saw that. Sally, will you welcome and will you say your name?
Hi, Sally Gellert. Apologies, I'm totally distracted. So,
well, and you're important for tonight, so I'm glad you showed up. Affiliates report. We don't have either of the affiliate directors with us right now, but we have a written report from Ursula, and so perhaps that will do for now. Executive director report, please.
I'm sorry, before you move on?
Yes.
Did you say that the affiliate director's report had been sent to us? I thought you said that earlier.
Yes.
I didn't see it. Can you tell me when it was sent?
Yes. Stephanie, will you be kind to send it to her again? She is going to be addressing a lot of it, and it was too large to be sent as an attachment.
Oh, I think she wanted the affiliate report. Sorry to interrupt.
I'm sorry, Serene, did you say the affiliate report?
Yes, I thought you said earlier that it had been sent to us.
It has. It was sent by Ursula. And it was sent a couple days ago, I think.
It was actually sent. I received it at 2:48 p.m. Pacific time. But
I think I received it a couple days ago.
Happily forward it to you right now, Serene.
Thanks. What she sent was an announcement about a new station. It wasn't her report.
Yeah, just sent it. Do you want me to read it real quickly or do highlights from it real quickly or something?
I would like that.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Sure. I pulled it up on my phone, but my eyes aren't what they used to be. Let me pull it up on my computer. Oh, I'll read it from my phone. Okay. The projected, so this is a report from the Pacifica Affiliate Network Unit, March 2026, submitted by Ursula Rudenberg, who is the Pacifica Affiliates Network Manager. Projected revenue from 2026 fees, which are affiliate and IT service fees, are $236,500. The annual affiliate fee for several stations was reduced by a significant amount due to their loss of CPB funding. I believe that there were around 12 to, I think about 12 to 15 stations that did receive CPB funding. Revenue received from affiliate fees and internet technology service subscriptions were, through the following months, October, $13,246, November, $37,505, December, $26,630, January, $20,460, and February, $24,695. So total year to date is $122,534, which is nearly 50% of the projected 2026 revenue. Most affiliates pay on a quarterly basis, approximately $4,000 in outstanding affiliate fees from fiscal years 2025 and before remains to be collected, and efforts continue to collect those fees. The network also received donations of nearly $9,000 for the fiscal year to date. Sale of Pacifica Network t-shirts fiscal year to date is approximately $150. They're very cool t-shirts, by the way. If anybody doesn't have one, go ahead and go to the affiliate website, make a donation and get your t-shirt. They're very cool.
The bank balance as right now is approximately $80,000. Health insurance benefits are of a concern as the expense, this expense increased by $10,000 for fiscal year 2025 with an expected increase of roughly 14% for this current year. Pacificaster. We are in the final stages of completing Pacifica Network's foundational podcast hosting website, modeled after audioport.org. The website will include podcasts from our network stations and independent producers. The last part of this stage of development involves building the website's store for payment when people make their accounts. New affiliates. Stations that have newly affiliated with the network are Low Power WBWK in Brunswick, Georgia, Internet Station Galloway Star 24 Community Radio in Galloway, New Jersey, and Low Power WEIE in Elk Rapids, Michigan. New Audioport shows. Audioport.org continues to acquire an average of 2 to 3 new shows a week. Some recent examples include The Ambassador, a full family-friendly theatrical radio drama, You Earned This, about financial issues such as Social Security and Medicare, The QR Code, a chill analysis of how top stories affect Black, Brown people, Black, Brown people, OK Asia, an Asian music K-pop and J-pop program, and Reelin' in the Years with rock, blues, and Americana with history and fun facts. Network news. Together with WBAI Interim General Manager Bob Hennelly, Affiliate Network Manager Ursula has been tasked by Stephanie Wells as a special assignment to initiate development of Pacifica's network-wide news production. In addition to infrastructure building, we have led weekly meetings with the management and news leadership at Pacifica stations WBAI, KPFA, WPFW, and KPFK. These highly collaborative weekly meetings address current news production needs while at the same time putting long-range plans in place for a future network news bureau. We greatly enjoy the energy, skill, and generosity of Pacifica's talented staff. Concrete results to date. A lot of this is covered in my ED report as well in greater detail. To date, Pacifica Headlines will launch on March 9th, providing 5-minute headlines on weekdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific. I'm sorry, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time, which will be generated from the WBAI newsroom. Noon Eastern Time, generated by KPFA's newsroom. And at 5 p.m. Eastern, curated by WPFW's newsroom. Cooperation around live special coverage of the attack on Iran, congressional hearings, and other global breaking news has occurred, and planning is underway for another network-wide coordinated day of coverage of No King's Day on March 28th, involving WBAI, WPFW, KPFA, KPFK, and multiple reporters from affiliates around the country. I will go ahead and add this to the ED report and then resubmit that.
Okay, we've got two hands up. One is James Sagerton and the other one is Myla and then Serene. James.
Sorry, I'm going to lower my hand. I was just going to note that I didn't seem to receive it either, not in my promotions or my spam, but since Stephanie's going to include it, it's all good.
I can send it to you right now too, James. Just
thanks. Sure. No need to. If you're going to resend it later, that's fine.
Okay.
All good. Thank you.
Myla.
Okay, I just wanted to add that for the last 15 consecutive weeks, California Solartopia, with Harvey Wasserman as host and me as producer, has been offered on the Affiliates Network. There are several stations who've picked it up intermittently, and so I'm just happy to say that it's available on Audioport, and last week or just the other day we had a really good show about the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and Trump proposing to allow radioactive material to be used in consumer goods. And there will be a public comment period, and all of that information is on our latest edition of California Solartopia, available to all of the affiliates. And I want to thank Ursula or Stephanie Schubert, who, neither of whom are here, because our show was featured in the last monthly, newsletter sent out to the affiliate stations.
Serene.
Thanks. Question for Stephanie. Can you tell me where I can find the list of stations that are part of the Association of Affiliates?
The list of affiliates is on the Pacifica affiliate. They have their own website, just like the stations, which I believe is pacificanetwork.org. Pacificanetwork.org.
I know where our affiliates are, but there's this other organization called the Association of Affiliates. It's like Kleenex as opposed to facial tissue.
The Association of Affiliates is a group of affiliate. I'm sure there's probably a link on pacificanetwork.org as well. That's a group of general managers from our affiliate network that provide outreach and support to the affiliate network. It's kind of like a friends of group. The list of those people, I believe, would be on pacificanetwork.org as well.
So Serene, have you tried searching Google?
Of course. What I find is a reference to them, of course, in the settlement bylaws. They're going to be the only people who can send nominees to the PNB next year. So I was trying to find a list of stations because the list that I see.
So can Stephanie follow up with you about that? We'll get you the information. Okay, following next, I skipped an agenda item, which is motion to extend NES posting. It's important and it is timely. So several members of the board asked that there be more time for the NES posting. And Stephanie has agreed. So the motion is, whereas the executive director has the sole responsibility to choose and engage a national election supervisor, NES, for the 2026 Pacifica elections in March 2026, whereas the executive director posted the opening on, and Stephanie, can you tell me the date?
I was looking up the Association of Affiliates for Serene. You wanted to know the day that it was the deadline or the day that it was posted?
The day it was posted.
It was originally posted, I believe, on February 12th or 13th.
Okay, so we'll say the 12th with a deadline to apply February 27th, 2020.
The last day of the month.
Exactly, and received only one response.
Correct.
Resolved that the deadline to apply to the NES position will be extended until 11:59 p.m. Pacifica time, March 13, 2026, which is a week from tomorrow. Furthermore, the PNB members are invited to recommend places to post the job description in addition to existing postings, and are invited to recommend potentially qualified individuals or organizations to apply. Is there a second?
Myla Reason seconds.
Second, and I wish to speak.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I wanted to propose that the date be the 16th, which is...
I can't hear you, Serene. Please speak more loudly.
Wow. Is this better?
Yes.
Oh, because the mouthpiece is in my mouth. Okay. I wanted to propose the Monday, the 16th, the end of Monday, the 16th as a closing date. So we have two weekends, a weekend for people to circulate it and then a weekend for people who may be interested, you know, because some people still have jobs to apply. So that's the amendment.
Is there any objection? Stephanie, is there a problem with that?
March.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. We'll make that adjustment. March 16th.
Jan, I have a question and possible objection.
Yes, Jan.
I would like to know, I guess from Stephanie, what kind of outreach was made and if people generally knew about this, and have we received any reasonably good applications?
So Stephanie sent out, by the way, an email to everybody with the full list of postings. Stephanie, would you mind reading through that?
You don't have to read through it.
Oh, not at all. It is also in the, there's an entire section in the ED report, both the confidential and the shared.
Okay. So I would like us to actually close it and just, if it seems reasonable, hire, you know, one of the people who's already applied.
There's only one person who has applied, Jan.
Okay. Well, I would like to get us on schedule, and we're supposed to have hired somebody, I believe, as of now. So I would.
I
object.
So let me just ask you, Jan, are you opposing the motion to extend? Are you opposing Serene's amendment to change the motion to extend from March 13 to March 16?
Well, I mean, if we're going to extend it, March 16 is as good as March 13th. But I would like to just see us hire somebody as quickly as possible. So, you know, if we extend it another week, and then we probably have to take another week to interview.
No, it is. So, by the way, I put out the notice to everybody to come in with recommendations about additional places to post and people that they believe could serve in this capacity and would be willing to do so. I sent that out last week, and I followed up again this week, and not one person has replied.
Well, that's why I thought, and we've been talking about this, I believe, for a while. So that's why I object.
So so no one objects to the amendment to put it as the 16th. However, Jan would like to object to extending at all. Is that correct, Jan?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So let's,
My
Julie, so speak in favor, and Jan, you've already spoken about why to not extend. Sally, would you like to speak? Sally, no,
I really have a question. Assuming, how long would it take from, you know, the deadline to have somebody start? How much will there be a difference, and how big a difference if we delay the deadline if you know, this extra time.
Okay, so I think that Stephanie can address that we're supposed to. Would you describe the 90-day deadline and why we would be essentially adjusting that?
Yeah, the reason that we're bringing it to the board is because in the bylaws, we have to have someone hired no less than 90 days prior to the start of the election, which is June 1st. So by extending it, the goal was to have someone put in place by March 2nd, because that would be within that 90-day deadline. So because we want to extend it, which is okay if we need to extend it, I just want to make sure that it's passed by the board, because it is in direct violation of what the bylaws state. So if we were to extend it, it would be probably, I mean, I'm just being realistic, 2 to 3 days, maybe 2 days for me to review any proposals that were come in, and then review those or interview the people. And then probably have someone in place if we have the deadline. What were you saying by the 19th? Is that what you said?
About either the 13th or the 16th.
Oh, the 13th or the 16th. Then we could have somebody in place by the 19th, 20th. And then that would just be 3 weeks later than the deadline.
Sally, does that answer?
It kind of, I guess the question is, what is that? That, what does that do to the election timeline? Basically,
we cannot change the election timeline.
Yeah, the election timeline would not change. It would just increase the amount of work, you know, just kind of compress some of the work that the National Election Supervisor would be doing. But no deadline, no timeline. The timeline of the actual election would not change.
We only have one candidate at this point.
Yep.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Serene, then Ron.
Okay, thanks. So I'm surprised to hear that it was posted on February 12th. I had no idea that it was out there. It wasn't sent to the PNB or the LSBs or anything.
It was
And I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So I think that losing, you know, 3 weeks at the top of that 90-day period, nominations don't open until June 1st, so it's not the end of the world. And it makes more sense to me that it's already going to be a contentious process. We don't need to start by essentially having one single person having applied. I would say that there are people around Pacifica who would have applied or shared the word had they known. So let's correct that, you know, misstep, if you will, and extend it. But I would also say that, you know, we run radio stations, and we should announce it, and we should put it on the front page of our website. And stations have newsletters, and it should be there as well, and on social media.
Thank you, Serene.
With 120 people on our board, nobody knew.
Serene, it's been sent out to no one. You, Dennis, Sally have not responded. Ron? Ron?
My question is this. We only have one candidate at this point.
Yes.
Are we providing enough time? I mean, I understand the need for, you know, further exposure, but will this extension give us enough time, to round up some more candidates and begin the process? I guess I'm a little leery about the compressed time frame, and our ability to find a candidate suitable, during this compressed time frame.
So, okay, Ron, we cannot change the election schedule, period.
Understood.
And
but
this, and so we are already adjusting in a serious way what this time frame is. I have sent out to everybody to provide information about more postings, not one person replied. And let me also say that the last time we held an election, we had 9 people reply. None of them were qualified except Renee Penaloza. She's not applying this year. And I went to the ACLU. I went to the League of Women Voters. I went to parliamentarians. It's not an easy election. And we're going to have to move this into new bylaws. So compressing this time is a real problem. Jan.
I mean, wait a minute. Now, I'm not finished. You know, you interrupted my time.
Ron, you're going to be voting in favor of extending. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. But my question is should we consider, because of what you just said, you know, what happens if we don't find, you know, a candidate by the 16th?
Okay. We have a candidate.
I know we have a candidate.
And Ron, we cannot extend beyond that. Okay, so we're going to, Jan?
I just wanted, one of the reasons I wanted to, you know, that I feel that we should move forward is that this, not only was it the last election, we have been trying to find people who are qualified to act as national election supervisors for the last several elections. Yes. And we have come up cold. It's a very big technical job. And if there's somebody who actually can, you know, has the qualifications, whoever might, it's hard to think that somebody's just going to show up after we've been doing all this searching literally for years. This is not like a new idea that we're looking for an election supervisor. So that's why I don't think another week is going to make any difference, but it will make a difference in terms of us trying to get things done according to the bylaws, which, by the way, I think that this timeline is the same as previous timelines. I don't think it was changed at all. So, you know, we've always, you know, had it that we're supposed to get somebody by March. Anyway, so that's the reason I'm doing it, because finding somebody is really difficult. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to the vote now. And the vote is, you vote yes if you wish to extend the period to March 16. Vote no if you do not wish to extend. Julie, will you take the roll?
Indeed. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes, extend.
Teresa's a yes. Kaja Brown, not here. Jerome Edge, not here. Sally Gellert.
Yes.
Sally's a yes. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan's a no. Julie Hewitt, I'm going to pass. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes, yes.
Zach is a yes. Sean Kelly McPherson is not here. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Darlene is a yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason.
I'm voting no.
Myla's a no. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene is a yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
James is a yes. Minerva Sanders.
Pass. I'm gonna pass right now.
Please. Minerva's passing. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey is a no. Dennis Williams.
Yes.
Dennis is a yes. Michael Woodson's not here. Let me go back up to the top. Julie Hewitt, you passed. I'm going to abstain.
What's the vote? Because I will vote.
Okay. At present, it is Minerva also passed.
Minerva passed.
Yeah. Minerva, do you want to vote?
I'm going to abstain. I'll abstain.
Okay. Minerva abstain. Okay. So that leaves it at 9 yeses. 3 no's and 2 abstentions.
Okay. So then it passes.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, the timekeeper, we have 10 minutes until the end of the open session, and we still have not heard the executive director's report, which is listed at 10 minutes.
Thank you very much. Stephanie.
If I may interrupt, Madam Chair, that was a vote on Serene's amendment, so we have to
no,
pass
I
the
had said, was
motion.
There any objection to her amendment?
No, not the amendment, the amended motion.
Okay, so
we voted on the amendment passed, so now we need to vote on the amended motion.
No, I think that
she's saying she had previously stated that there was no objection to the amendment.
Right.
So we were voting on the amended motion.
The amendment was incorporated before we voted.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No problem. You're just more precise than some of us, and thank you. Okay. ED report.
The ED report, as I said earlier, I'm going to be able to have links to all of the ED reports that are in Google Drive. So if anybody is in need of any past reports, they'll be able to find them there under ED reports, and I'll send everybody the link. There's quite a bit of information that is in the report, so I won't go through all of it. Someone else also recommended that we put the ED reports after each meeting on Pacifica.org. So we will do that as well, the shareable one. So that way it makes it easier if anybody has missed anything during this time. What you'll see in the report are station highlights. And we're adding those. I'm adding those to each of the reports. KPFA is currently in a fund drive from February 17th through March 6th. Their goal is $450,000. And as of this afternoon, they were at $328,000. One of the things to highlight in their programming is that from March 8th, 6 a.m. through March 9th, 6 a.m., they're going to be doing a 24-hour International Women's Day broadcast, which is a radical feminist audio celebration. So be sure to tune in on KPFA.org. Or the radio station, or using their app. KPFK is in the midst of their winter fund drive just ended today. Their goal was $175,000. As of this afternoon, they had reached $162,456. One of the things that they were highlighting during this fund drive, they were focusing on new monthly sustaining members. They also, one of the things they also experienced is that they were facing some ongoing bot attacks throughout the drive. And at one point, the internal pledge taking system actually stopped processing payments. And so the staff needed to troubleshoot mid-drive. But despite that, online donations did see an uptick thanks to improvements in the donor-facing experience. One of the things that they did as well is that they collected a little quiz, or not a quiz, but a little survey on structured donor feedback at the time that they were getting donations. And they were averaging between 4.5 out of 5 stars, saying that they were having positive experiences making their donations. One of the things they also did too is they built hourly fundraising goal sheets by time slot so staff could track real-time progress during the fund drive. And this way it's enabling them to identify any sort of dead zones in the schedule that they called that were live during the drive, where they determined that even strong, well-coached pitching, if it produced zero donations, then that indicated the possibility that there was little to no listenership in those time slots. They're going to be putting together all that data, and they're going to use that to support programming decisions and if they need to move things going forward. They also had a great thank you gift during this month, which was a Black History Month thank you. And they put together a highlights included a Jesse Jackson Keep Hope Alive collection that was 10 tracks, 3+ hours of curated speeches and interviews that were spanning between 1971 to 2010. It was produced completely in-house by staff, and many thanks to Brian DeShazer, who's the director of the Pacifica Archives Legacy Project, for assisting in locating a lot of these materials. They also built a dedicated pitch page called bhm.kpfk.org that organized all of the thank you gifts and content into a purpose-built staff resource, and that enabled staff to be able to read descriptions, play clips, and pitch directly from that one page. So they're making quite a few significant changes in their fund drive. KPFT had a great membership drive as well from February 12th through March 8th. Their goal was $175,000, and they reached $185,000 by day 20 of the drive. And they decided to thank the listeners and donors by ending the fund drive 5 days early. They have some great special events that they're doing as well. On February 14th, they were broadcasting live from Behring Hardware in Houston. February 26th, KPFT was featured on HCC TV with an interview with the general manager, Sandy Weinman. On March 29th, they're celebrating their 56th anniversary with the Crawfish Boyle birthday party. On April 11th, they're broadcasting from the Art Car Parade. April 18th, they're doing a 3-hour float party fundraising event on Clear Lake. And in May, date to still be determined, they're having a Steal the Documentary screening with Amy Goodman. WBAI. I have a pretty long report with WBAI. They are focused on, with the fund drive that they had in the winter time, their goal was 125. They received 125,000. They received 142,000. They had 108 new donors join the WBAI community for the first time. They had 131 returning donors who hadn't contributed in over a year, but they pulled a Leibent list, which is kind of a development term, which is last year, but not this year. And they did a lot of research out to those donors and cultivating in stewardship and encouraged them to come back to donate. So they brought back 131 people. They also had 73 new BAI buddies, which are monthly donors, recurring donations, and that contributed to an additional $16,655 annually. More than 50,000 of the union commitments that they received were sustaining donations that came from recurring pledges from unions that originally joined in their support of WBAI during the We Decide America at the Crossroads nightly coverage of the RNC and DNC. So it was great that through a lot of active stewardship and ongoing cultivation building led by Bob Hennelly, those unions are continuing to give on a regular basis. There's quite a bit in the report about the programming that WBAI is doing, including...
Excuse me,
different...
Speaker. Yes? I'm so sorry to interrupt, Madam Chair. There are only about 2 minutes left in this section. If time needs to be extended, it should be done now when you only need a simple majority to extend time.
Let me just
I'll
say...
move Jan Goodman to extend time.
Okay, 5 minutes.
I'll go really fast. I just want to encourage everybody to read the report, but people that are listening don't always get it.
She has sent it out to everybody. It was relatively recent. It will be posted. It's extensive and it's very, very useful.
Yes.
Perhaps you could finish with the first part.
I'll finish very quickly. No problem. WPFW.
How about the 5 minutes? Can we extend for 5 minutes, please?
Yeah. So is there any objection to 5 minutes? We're extended for 5 minutes.
Thank you.
WPFW's fund drive was February 14th to the 27th. They had a goal of $175,000, and they reached, they exceeded that by $200,000. We are still in the process of getting our accounting for, with audit, moving on to audit and taxes. Our auditing firm that was engaged by Pacifica continues to work on completing the taxes for fiscal years 23.
CPA firm.
CPA.
It's an auditing firm. Yeah, I mean, an accounting firm, yes.
Right.
Not anything connected with the audit. It's an accounting firm. They're actively in continuing to complete our taxes for fiscal years 23 and 24, and they should be completed very quickly. The National Election Supervisor, we already discussed that. The application is, request for RFPs is attached to the ED report. Another thing that's exciting is that on January 21st, 2021, the Berkeley City Council approved landmark designation of the KPFA radio building. So there's the application and the information from the City of Berkeley is attached to the ED report as well. The key features that are to preserved, the key features to be preserved on the building are the Martin Luther King Jr. Way facade, including the overall composition and arrangement of the architectural features, particularly the balcony and the broadcast speaker. The original front glass entry doors are to remain transparent, and the postmodern decorative metal grille above. The exterior cladding of the ceramic tiles, the skylit interior core, the overall form and massing of the building, and the embossed KPFA and Pacifica signage of the exterior. There's quite a bit about the Pacifica National News, and as we stated in the affiliate report, beginning Monday, March 9th, the Pacifica Network will offer a coordinated menu of headline news available to all of our stations through AudioPort. Headlines will be produced and posted Monday through Friday and will run approximately 5 minutes in length. And there's quite a bit on this Pacifica News Network, but the Pacifica News Service, but the exciting part of it is it's a true group effort with all of the stations, many of the affiliates as well. We have a reporter that we've hired that was working at WBAI who's based in the Netherlands, and he's doing international stories for us, and they are posted at 6:30 a.m. Eastern time, and then he updates that, so we're kind of breaking news as it as it happens, international news, and then it's being throughout the day being updated by WBAI, WPFW, and KPFA. What it's wonderful about this is that it's representing a significant step forward in strengthening our role as a trusted source of timely global headlines across our entire network of stations. So please take the time to kind of read what the coverage is that's happening. We did national live coverage of the U.S. attacks on Iran. Coverage was announced to the network, including the affiliates, and instructions on how to access the live feed. We have live coverage of No King's Day protests happening March 28th. We're in pre-production planning for an America's 250th anniversary special, which is being spearheaded by WPFW and Sue Goodwin. We've hired a liaison between our affiliate field reporters and our network. The national office is paying for that. And the national office is also paying for the reporter that's based overseas. So we're very excited that all of this is happening, and it's such a wonderful group effort. That's it.
Okay, we've got another 3 minutes. I'm going to start with James, then Jan, then Serene.
Thank you, Chair. Stephanie, we've talked about this in the Finance Committee, and perhaps we can return there with this question, but we're having substantially different reports from local management about the success of the fund drive and the numbers that were involved. And I think it has to do with what's the end date for when you stop counting money coming in as being part of the fund drive. So I hope we can deal with that on the National Finance Committee. And in addition, we're hearing about WBI is operating in the black again from local management. And we know that there's no central services coming in from there. So I hope you're having discussions with the general manager there about getting some central services going.
We definitely are. And the question regarding when do you stop counting money is a very valid question, because I question that not only just with all of the stations. The date will be done with the fund drive, and then they'll say, oh, more money is coming in, and they credit it toward the fund drive when technically it doesn't need to be. You know, the money in is money in. So that's a very valid point that we should discuss in the National Finance Committee as to when we stop it. Because revenue is revenue. Yeah. If you don't make your goal during fund drive, that's okay. It's still revenue.
Right. Thank
Serene.
You.
Serene?
Thanks for the report, Stephanie. I haven't been able to get to this whole Google Drive thing disagrees with my constitution.
It's hard to hear, Serene.
I can't hear.
She's having a hard time with the Google Drive.
So you can hear me. Yeah, you can deal with that after the meeting, Serene.
Stephanie, if you can repeat the WPFW numbers for me, please.
Yes, yes. And what I think I can do is that the application and the information from the City of Berkeley regarding the building, I think that's what made my file too large. So what I can do is try to step, if it's easier for you, Serene, I can send you the report itself and then send that as an attachment individually.
Great.
And that would be easier for you. For WPFW, the fund drive.
You want WBAI?
No.
I asked for WPFW.
WPFW.
Well, I'm sorry, Serene. I didn't hear correctly. Sorry. Well.
The drive was February 14 through February 27. The goal, 175,000, reached 200,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Wowie zowie. Okay. We are at, we're 4 minutes past time certain. So I'll accept a motion to go into executive session.
Jan Goodman, so moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sanders will second it.
Okay, is there any objection? We're past time certain, so we are in executive session.